Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to The Soul Connection on Blog Talk Radio. It's spirituality simplified, conversations on conscious living, featuring your hosts, Bettina Goodwin and Eric Cerrone.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Bettina. How are you?
Hello, Eric. Hi, everyone. I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be back. Feels like forever, but I know it's only been a couple of weeks.
Sorry. Seems to be a little issue with Bettina's voice. Give me one second here. Bettina's just checking her mic.
Test,
for the technical difficulties off the top.
test.
All right, there we are. Now we can hear you.
Great.
That's my fault. I came into the show last minute. We didn't test all of our settings, so I apologize for that.
I know you unmuted me, so maybe it just took a second to.
Sometimes, you know, we act like we're such good friends, and I think that's the way it comes across on the show. But yeah, there's definitely times where I just mute you. I have that power, and just sometimes during audio clips and stuff like this, we make sure that we're not distracting with perhaps some unintended noises. So. It's all for professional purposes, I promise.
Yes, we know you have the power, so.
So how was your Christmas holiday? And I think your voice has cut out again.
Okay, it might be just that my
not me this time
microphone is I'm not close enough or something. How's that? Good? No. Test, hello?
All right. You're back.
I don't know. I may have a connection problem here, but hopefully it'll stick until the end. I won't touch my mic until we're done.
Yeah, hands up. That's right.
I'm really excited to be back.
Me too.
It feels like more than 2 weeks. I know it's only been 2 weeks since we last did the show, but it feels like longer. Well, it was last year, wasn't it?
There it is. The obligatory New Year joke.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't go without slipping that in.
it does feel long. It is something. It's kind of like what's the word for that? A metronome? That thing that keeps time in music? Maybe I have my word wrong. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The click, yeah, that's a metronome.
Yeah. It kind of, this show, you know, in our interactions, there's an aspect of that to our lives. We've been doing this for a number of years now, and it does seem to keep pace of a week, and it's a wonderful, on top of, meditation practices and taking the time for ourselves, it is nice to have this thing in our schedule that always helps me. You know, I always make sure that, I take the time to meditate before the show and that to, kind of take in what my week's been like. And it's this wonderful rhythm to life that not only do I enjoy doing the show and putting it out and hearing the feedback about it, but it also works really good for my own timings and my own, it's been another week and let's come together and let's think about some things that were, front and center in my life this week and some things that I can examine and think about and talk with you about. And certainly when we missed 2 weeks because of Christmas and New Year's both fell on a show day, I've certainly felt its absence.
Yeah, it's kind of like a timestamp for me, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's Friday, it's sort of end of the work week, and when you work at home or when you work at places where there's, you know, different hours and you're not working that Monday to Friday thing, it does kind of mark a certain point in the week for you and help you keep track of, you know, what day it is or where you're at. I know over the holidays, I had no idea what the day was, and it really didn't bother me because we were on holidays and we were relaxing, and it was one of the most relaxed Christmas holidays, I think. It was one of the most relaxed Christmases that I think I've ever had. Just, and I think the thing that really made it so was that I really wasn't stressed about it. It was like, things will fall into place. If the turkey's ready, it's ready. If it's not, it's not. You know, if things are ready, they're ready. I was more laid back, put it that way. Now, it wasn't, I don't care. It was I was just more laid back about it. I was just not getting frantic about anything or panicking about not getting things done or having things ready or whatever it was. And it ended up, I think because of that, it ended up being one of the most relaxed Christmases I've ever had, which was nice.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm thrilled to hear that, you know. And I think, you know, it is, the holidays are something that we talk about on this show a lot, because lots comes to the fore when it comes time to spending time with family, when it comes time to traditions, and when it comes time to not only the relationships we have with families, but the roles that sometimes we all put ourselves and expect ourselves to fall into when you bring in 13 people who have such a history with one another. And sometimes it lags behind the growing up process and the maturing process, and different people are going at different speeds, and sometimes the old roles don't fit, and that can cause a lot of anxiety. But not to get into that for this show, but I'm thrilled about hearing about your Christmas being more relaxed and more laid back, and I have to say that, you know, I'm working in that direction as well, and this year was another step forward, I think, for me in the same regard. But and Christmas is something that, you know, we talk about a lot, and I know that I think about a lot. Not for its religious purposes or the holiday purposes, but more so because, you know, when things come up, they come up a lot during the holidays. And but it is so interesting that having a laid back, you know, more like laissez-faire, more not getting worked up, not being frantic, as you say, about Christmas. And as you're saying it, it's like, well, that's absolutely wonderful. And it also applies to all the other things in life. You know, it's just that Christmas is sometimes a focus and we've just come off of it. But to have a laid back and relaxed and enjoyable Christmas is the way that we were able to accomplish that is the same way that we can accomplish having a laid back, easygoing, enjoyable next Thursday. And I think that's the real gift, in that it always works no matter what day it is or what the occasion is. You know, true steadfast principles apply every single moment.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Christmas, I think because Christmas is so in your face with that rush and the panic and the, you know, got to get everything done and everything has to be just so and certain things have to be accomplished, it's a good place to practice it because it's hard to ignore. But I think, yeah, it's a great sort of sets the scene or the tune for, you know, what the rest of the year can be like if you look at it from that laid back. And I don't know, I find it really interesting, but I'm getting more and more laid back than I've ever been before, and just it's such a good feeling. It's like I've got something I'm doing on Sunday, and before Christmas, I want to make up these. It's something to do with the Enneagram, and I wanted to make up these cards for each Enneagram type. And so before Christmas, I sat down and I wrote up all the information that I wanted to put on each card, and I wanted to at least get that done before Christmas. And, you know, I wanted to get the cards done before Christmas, but I ended up not having the time. And So I knew I'd have time after New Year's, and so that was fine. I was okay with that. And then this week I was going to do it on Monday, and something came up, and I was going to do it on Tuesday, and something else came up, and I was going to do it on Wednesday, and something else came up. And then yesterday I realized, well, I have a whole free day. So I just sat down yesterday and I got to it, and I actually got done in the morning. Like, I finished it just in the morning. And I get so much more done in it seems less amount of time when I'm more relaxed about it, when I'm going with the flow, when I'm not stressing and panicking and freaking out. And it just seems that I'm more productive. And I think people think that they have to be panicky to or stressed to be more productive, but I think it's really the other way around. I think that's kind of a broken concept. So I really encourage people to try to be a little more relaxed about all the things they have to get done. And I think a part of our being stressed about it is that we put a lot of value on whether we get it done or not. We put a lot of weight on our self-worth and our value if we don't accomplish everything that's on our list for today. And so I don't put a day at the top of my to-do list anymore. I just make a to-do list, and when I get things done, I cross them off. And if they're not all done at the end of the day, I don't worry about it. I look at things that are time sensitive, and I make sure that those things get done first, and I pace myself. And I know from the start that my self-worth is intact, because when it's not, that's when things start to go crazy, and when I start to feel stressed, and when I start to lose control of the situation, of what has to be done, and I go into micromanaging, and I go into distraction, and then things don't get done.
Yeah, I really like how you really speak to the benefits of being more relaxed and more easygoing. You know, and it's just, you can just even do it with your body, like just in this moment, you know, like what would I feel like if I was just relaxed in this moment? You know, what if I could just let things go? And that's sometimes, you know, so much the practice of gaining back the present moment, you know, not being so much in our heads about what we have to do, you know, how we can be better, you know, what needs to be done before 6 o'clock, you know, what needs to be done before next week. And if we can just relax into that and realize in the present moment there's no issue, you know, that we can only do the next right thing that presents itself to us. You know, that whole feeling of being relaxed, and you can like literally, like, and physically feel like your shoulders, you know, drop back down to, you know, to their normal resting place. You know, sometimes we don't even realize how much we're pulling up our shoulders and how bad that is for our muscles, and why we always love, you know, neck and back massages so much is because we're constantly pulling our shoulders up and our chest up. And when your shoulders come down, you can feel a deeper breath. And I mean, the myriad of positive effects of taking deeper, you know, more conscious breaths is there's just so many wonderful things on top of it, just feeling great. You know, and when we're all tensed up, we can't feel our heartbeat, you know, and when you relax and you breathe, you can start to feel your insides actually working, and you can be like, wow, like, it is so amazing that this body is actually alive and I'm alive inside of it. And you really get filled with wonder and appreciation for being a living thing. And then, you know, when you realize the appreciation for being a living thing, I mean, it does make it kind of funny to think that we, you know, need to make sure that we're here by 3:45 and, you know, make sure that some task gets done by next week. And I do like, you know, how you bring up on your to-do list, you know, just erasing the day, you know, and sometimes, you know, these whole things, all these things that we subscribe to that don't exist, but we just assume that they're like absolutes, you know, sometimes like Christmas, but also things like days, you know, like days are just made up, you know, the earth spins around and, you know, but the fact that we say today is Monday and today is, you know, Friday, January the 8th of 2016, you know, there's a lot that comes with that. You know, there's a lot of heaps of expectations and heaps of, you know, controlled behavior that go along with believing in the importance of days and timings and the clock and all these things, and to realize that they're all just made up. They're all just make believe. You know, they're very useful tools, but you know, we need to understand, you know, when we've given too much power to the idea of a day, and realize that we're alive for as long as we get to be alive for, and you know, the earth will spin and it will rotate, and we'll be here until we're not. And it's really up to us what we want to do or how we want to feel during that experience. And we don't always have to believe so much in the outside world telling us what it is that we need or should, or what we've heaped onto ourselves that really hasn't been our choice. And finally, I just want to say, you know, I love, you know, being able to be laid back. When you say Christmas, you know, the turkey will be done when it's done, and these kind of ideas, you know, surrendering to the present moment is a really great way to feel better. And it was a really big thing in my development. You know, it was given to me by Tony Robbins, who talked about, you know, actually looking at your life and deciding what, you know, experience would be. You know, like if you're going to go for a run, how can you make that run? You know, if running to you is like a 2 out of 10, or maybe it's a -4 out of 10, you know, maybe it's a minus thing, but how can you make it better so that you can do the things that you want to do in life and make it easy to win? You know, and think about, you know, what if I had music, or what if I didn't have to go for 50 minutes and I can only go, told myself I'm going to go for 6, and if I feel like staying out, I can go stay out after 6, you know, because what it's going to be like on 0 to 10 is going to change depending on where you are in the task and where your mindset is. And just giving yourself the freedom to constantly reevaluate what it is that you're doing was huge for me. And, you know, saying the turkey won't be done when it's 6, but it'll be done whenever it's ready, you know, is a way to make life easy to win. And, you know, from Tony Robbins' very serious personal development, I was listening to a comedian earlier this week, and he's talking about how sometimes we make it so hard to feel good in our lives, and, you know, sometimes we need to give ourselves more of a pat on the back. You know, we need to you know, we get upset when we don't accomplish big things, but we don't really give ourselves a whole heck of a lot of satisfaction when we do like the little things. Like, you know, when you're at a friend's house and you guess the utensil drawer on the first time, like, that's terrific. You know, like, yeah, I know where the spoons are. And it's just funny because over Christmas time, you're in all these houses, and it is funny, you know, you're helping clean up and stuff like this, and, you know, these little things, these little games to just give yourself some pleasure in life, and it's really all up to us, and there's no official scorecard. It's just a scorecard that we believe exists, and it's based on all the expectations that we swallowed from parents and society and our jobs and the expectations we put on ourselves and the people we hang around, and so, you know, I do like the idea of taking it easy and relaxing and realizing that we're the ones in control the whole time.
Yeah, I think we can spend far too much time worrying about the WCS, worst case scenario. And one thing that I noticed, it's really interesting that you say, you know, we don't give ourselves credit for those little good things that happen, those little accomplishments that, you know, we think are meaningless, but they carry just as much weight as anything else we do, any other accomplishment that we, you know, achieve. A big thing that's come up for me and over the holidays, you know, because we had this lovely relaxing week, there was that stillness where certain things came to the surface for me, and one of them was a lack of joy in my life. And I started really, you know, I meditated on it, and I really looked at the situation and my whole perception of joy, and really realized that I was waiting and expecting joy was going to show up in my life as a, you know, blow me over, knock me down, sweep me off my feet kind of experience. And what I realized in that moment was every moment of every day, I'm experiencing moments of joy, and I'm so busy worrying about paying the bills and running the household and the things I have to do and, you know, getting ready for a workshop or whatever it is. I'm totally missing those. It's not that they don't exist. It's that I'm totally ignoring them. And I thought, wow, you know, I've got to make a more conscious effort to stop ignoring them, to pay attention to those moments of joy. So this year, and I'm not a, you know, pick a word for the year kind of girl, but Last year there was a thread running through my year, and that thread was surrender. And this year, I really feel like that thread is going to be joy. And so I'm really trying to pay attention every day and take note of those joyful moments that I experience, and not to dismiss them so easily the way I have been before, even if I even, you know, paid attention to them in the first place. So one, not to ignore them, and two, not to dismiss them as nothing, because they're not, you know, some grand fireworks event that, I will talk about for the rest of my life. Those small moments all strung together are far more valuable to me than one fantastic, you know, big gesture moment. So I really think it's important, and I think there's a bit of that that goes with the whole being more relaxed about life in general and about that to-do list. And I think we get so hung up in our place of stress that we're missing all these moments of joy that, oh my gosh, are so amazing. And even since I've been paying more attention, it's like, wow, what a fantastic day this was, because I had that moment of joy that I actually paid attention to, that I actually immersed myself in and was totally present with and enjoyed so much. And I feel like I'm having more moments of joy, but I don't think so. I think I'm just paying more attention to them.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just the amazing thing. And we talk about it on the show all the time, just how we are the creators. Like, we are the creator of our own life. We are the creator of what it is that we're going to feel and experience and pay attention to. It's all here for the taking. I mean, what an amazing playground this Earth and being human on it is. It's just an absolute massive sandbox. And there's pain, and there's disappointment, and there's frustration, and there's anger, and there's happiness, and there's joy, and there's contentment, and there's peace, and there's love. And there's all of it here for us. There's more here than we could ever, you know, take in 100% of the time in an entire lifetime. It's an entire sandbox, and I used to really struggle with the idea of surrender. I used to really struggle with the idea of, well, I'm not going to just lower my standards, and that's not what it's about. It's about realizing the abundance of absolutely everything there is to experience on this planet right in front of us, and it's totally up to us what it is we decide to partake in. You know, we could live a joyful, peaceful, loving life our entire lives 100% of the time, you know, if we committed ourselves and if we got good enough at it. You know, and if we're able to pull back our power from the machinery inside of ourselves that has us roll, through positive and negative, positive and negative. And similarly, there's tons in this sandbox to be upset about and worry about and contribute to and add negative energy with. So it's completely up to us, this whole sandbox to play in, and choosing those moments and understanding that, you know, even those moments of joy, and when I say earlier about, you know, lowering the shoulders and taking the deeper breaths and spending those times and understanding your heart is beating without you even thinking about it, you're breathing without even thinking about it, there's blood flowing through your body without even thinking about it, and in a matter of like moments and seconds, we can start feeling loving thoughts. You know, we get quiet, you know, we do the things that work for us, we put our hand in our chest, you know, we take a deep breath. We look at other people and see the beauty inside of them, understand how they're the same as us, and we look up in the sky and how it's a different painting every single day. All of a sudden, joy becomes so easy, and that's what I mean when I said earlier about making it easy to win. You know, it's easy to win this game. It's easy to find the things that we want that feel good in our lives. It's just a matter of kind of pulling ourselves back from all the things we've been taught to believe, because a lot of the things that we were taught to believe serve other people's interests and not our own. The whole system isn't set up just so that we can feel pleasurable all the time. That's not what was intended, and that's not what's been set up at this point in our infancy of our species. You know, and we can feel joy in a moment's intention. It's up to us.
Absolutely. It's like it's a choice we make every moment of every day. We're choosing to either get stuck in the WCF, to feel, not to feel, but to hang on to that feeling of fear or inadequacy or shame or guilt or anger or whatever it is. We hang on to it. We keep it alive in ourselves. The true nature of emotions is to constantly be flowing through us, one right after another. There's always an emotion that's flowing through us, whether it's love or fear, kindness or anger. It doesn't matter. It's always flowing through us. And it's us who keep any one of those, holds on to it so tightly that we can't let go. We can't, you know, and in the time that we spend holding on to this anger or fear or whatever it is when we're missing out on, oh no, I can't go and enjoy that moment because I'm busy holding on to this anger about something that happened, you know, 6 months ago. It's not a great way to live your life. It's like prison, really. And the freedom comes in being, in allowing those emotions to flow through you, to experience them as they flow through, and to release them and let them go with love. And then you are able to be in the present moment and enjoy whatever it is that's happening, even those, and I'm using air quotes, negative emotions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really well said. But we've blazed through our half an hour.
My gosh.
I know. So it would be just fantastic to send us off the rest of the day, Bettina, with a meditation.
I would love to, as usual. Let's close our eyes and take a deep breath. And as you breathe fully into your body, allow that breath to fill your body, to move, allow that oxygen to move into every cell of your being, to bring your body alive, to feel it in your fingertips, to feel it in your toes, right to the top of your head. Breathe in the life that's before you. And as you breathe in fully, fully into your body, experience what you're feeling in this moment. Experience if you're feeling anger. Really pay attention and be present with it. How does it feel physically in your body? How does it feel mentally? What are the thoughts that you create about this anger? Do you want to hold on to it in your body? Does it feel comfortable in your body? If it doesn't feel comfortable, allow yourself, as you exhale, to release that feeling. And even if it feels comfortable, release it into the world. Release that love into the world so that others will have the benefit of feeling that love that you have within you. If you're feeling anger, release it into the world with love so that you don't have to be burdened by it anymore, so that you can have more room for love, so that the anger doesn't have to be as big of a problem in your life, or the fear, or the shame, or the guilt, or whatever it is that holds you back. Breathe into it, feel it, experience it. And then as you exhale, let it go, release it. Release it with love. And breathe into that space within you that is loving presence, that knows only the love, the kindness, and the compassion of your true self. And as you sit in the stillness of this true self, know that everything is at your fingertips. That everything that needs to be done will get done. That everything you need to have, you will have. And that everyone that you want to love will feel your love. And when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes and bring yourself back to the world.
Thank you, Bettina, so much.
You're welcome.
And thanks, everybody, for joining us again, and it feels so good to be back. Hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we'll see you again next.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today on The Soul Connection. Eric Cerrone is a spiritual thinker, listener, and coach. To find out more about Eric, you can go to intelligentoasis.com. Bettina Goodwin is the creator of The Wise Man's Way. The Wise Man's Way, heart-centered living for the modern urban man. For information on products and services, including workshops, group meetings, and one-on-one counseling, please go to thewisemansway.ca. And for more information on living an authentic life, to learn more about Bettina's offerings as a spiritual counselor and Reiki master, please visit thesoulconnection.ca. Thank you for tuning in to The Soul Connection.